another big day, but you've been so used to them through your career. But you're scoring some goals this year. You turned into a goal scorer.
Yeah, I know, yeah. Probably just a different tweak in formation, but yeah, no, I'm really enjoying it. Really enjoying it. Really looking forward to Sunday now as well, and just hoping we can just, you know, put on a really good show and a really good performance.
Because, you know, Tom is involved with you so much, and then you had to change management and everything, but it just, it was seamless, wasn't it? Seamless. It passed really well, didn't it?
Yeah, it actually did, and to be fair, an awful lot of thanks has to go to the committee. The likes of Lizzie and Alan and that there, like, they made the transition so smooth. It was almost like we didn't lose a manager, do you know what I mean? And to be fair, like, losing Tom from any setup is huge, but when Tom had Stephen in underneath him, it was like the transition was just so smooth. It was just, do you know, because what we had been doing all year with Tom, Stephen was there doing it with us as well, do you know? So, and fair play to Stephen for stepping up, because, do you know what I mean? It's
not easy.
It's not easy, no, and it's not easy with this team, and it's not easy with me, and I'd be the first to say that, because I have very, very high standards.
You're a tough taskmaster.
Absolutely, yeah. Do you know, and I like to drive standards, you know. So what was important for me when Stephen took over and Tom obviously left was that those standards couldn't, if anything, they couldn't drop. If anything, they had to get higher.
Yeah. I think you were better this year, are you? Is that, am I right in saying that? I think you played better this year, this season.
Playing-wise?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not really too sure. A few people have probably said it. Maybe the change in formation. I suppose I'm probably being talked about a little bit more because I am scoring goals. You know, and everybody talks about the goal scorers, and maybe because I am scoring some goals, maybe so. But I feel good, and I know I'm getting on, but I'm feeling good. I'm feeling fresh, and I'm looking after myself a lot. And I suppose my week consists of more recovery days than it does training, you know. It's just them little tweaks are so important, because I can't keep running after 16-year-olds. Like, it's not feasible. You know,
let the brain do the work.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Absolutely. You know, so thanks for saying that, and it means an awful lot. And like, I mean, the main thing for me is whether I score or I don't score, I always want to contribute for the team, and I always want to do my best for the girls.
You know that you can beat Shelburne. Of course they do, because you've beaten them and you've drawn with them, and you know,
I think
you didn't play well by your in the first half, particularly last weekend.
No, we were very, very bad. Jesus, we were very, very bad.
Was it just so you had an eye on the cup final and it's easy?
Nah,
understand
look,
that.
Yeah, look, I mean, we tried not to look ahead. It's hard not to, but our focus was on the game that night and finishing as high as we could. But, I mean, do you know, there was a lot of things to take into it as well, with like Adele in the goal. And it wasn't so much about her playing a goal. It was more so she's such a huge loss in the middle of the field.
Do you know,
I mean, Adele Kennedy is our box-to-box, do you know what I mean? What a phenomenal player and has been for 10 years, do you know? And she does all the dirty work, the work that girls don't want to do, and she's in there stepping up, doing it. And the same, look at her jumping into the goal. Like, I mean, she's just, that's the type of teammate you want, you know? You're just a teammate willing to do anything for the team, which is amazing, and that's what everybody's about here.
Hasn't it been a fantastic 10 years, hasn't it?
It actually has, yeah. There's been an awful lot of up and downs.
You've been there to 10, have you?
I have,
from day one,
There's been a lot of ups and downs, but like I finally feel like that we're at a place now where, do you know, Wexford Youth it's a club that's recognised, and it's a club that I suppose for the first couple of years nobody really kind of knew who we were or wanted to come to us or was too far away. And I suppose being based in Carlow now is huge, because you're kind of that link to all the counties. But I feel like Wexford is on the map now, and you find in the last couple of years there's players wanting to come and wanting to, they know the philosophy here, and they're buying into it, and they want to be here and do what I suppose myself and like Nicola and Adele and the players that were around the start and the management, you see people knocking around, like there's people that have put everything into it, and it's starting to form into something really, really good now.
Does it help that you've 3 cup medals? It does, that little bit of experience.
Because
obviously some of the girls are going to be nervous, but are you the kind of player that would you feel, if you don't feel nervous before a game, you feel you mightn't perform? I don't think nerves are any harm before a game.
No, I'd never, like, if you're not, your nerves, you care, do you know what I mean? It's important, you know, and I'm not going to say I'm made of steel, that I won't be at all nervous. I'll be nervous, quietly, confidently nervous, you know, but I know... deep down that if we put in the performance that we know we can, if we put in our best performance this year, I know we can beat them. But it's just a case of getting that best performance out, you know. So that's my motivation, and that's my will to drive the girls and to get the best out of ourselves and for each other.
Best of luck on Sunday.
Thank you very much.
Have you had pneumonia here?
I know, yeah, I'm going home for an ice bath now, so